This is Blaze, and welcome to 111 Questions.
We all know we need our business on social media platforms, and at Starchild Social, through research and planning, we create converting posts and stories that attract your ideal client, taking that weight off your shoulders, enabling you to focus on achieving your goals for your business. Check us out for a free consultation at www.starchildsocial.com. Starchild Social, holding your hand through this ever-changing world of social media.
What if your future doesn't feel good? What if when you start thinking about your future, it doesn't feel good? It feels uncomfortable. For overthinking sets in. Worries and anxieties rise. A lot of the what ifs. What if I fail? What if I never get to this goal? What if I'm judged? What if my life and my situation never changes? And even when you start to think, or you try or you attempt to think positive about your future, it doesn't last long, does it? Your stomach starts hurting. Even though you want to be successful, just actually picturing yourself successful is uncomfortable. So how do you begin to feel good about your future? How do you do that? You dive deeper. For in reality, many times it's just the limiting beliefs that we've been telling ourselves, right? It's those beliefs, it's those stories that replay in our heads every day. And they're holding us back. Many times they're untrue, they're not factual, they're just beliefs. So we overcome that by diving deeper. By being consistent. Sometimes visualizing your future, and that's why I really stress the importance of visualization, of truly being specific on what you desire. Like details, not just I desire to be successful. One day, I hope to be successful. That's really too general. That's too vague. And you won't resonate with that. However, being specific in your visualization. Like details now. The exact money you want, the exact situation you want, how it feels, like picturing your future self and how you're feeling when you achieve that goal, like how deep does it feel? The smile on your face, are there tears of joy? Are there people around you? Who's around you? Where are you? Beginning to actually embody that feeling. And it may not be easy first few times. But continue to dive deep. To really feel that future that you want. That future you desire. That future that many of you have been promised. That future that you've been called to. But you've endured so many ups and downs. That future you were promised seems far-fetched. But you see what I did? that future that you endured. You're an overcomer. You've endured, you've gone through, you've survived so much. Glance at your past for a second. Look at all that you've overcome. Look at all those hurdles you were able to jump over. Look at all those obstacles. The toxic relationships, abuse, struggles in school, toxic work environments, issues with your family. And I'm not saying that everything is all taken care of and everything is all fine now. No. But just think back to what you've overcome and how much you've been able to overcome. So that's proof right there that you're an overcomer. That's proof right there that you're not stuck. That things will change. That all these challenges are temporary. And temporary can mean 5 minutes. It can mean 15 years. It's still temporary. There are short seasons, there are long seasons. But really practice and be consistent in visualizing that future that you want until it begins to feel good. Picture your future self to the point that it begins to feel good, that it feels real, that your stomach doesn't turn anymore, that it's not uncomfortable, that it's not foreign to you, but that it feels familiar. Even though in the natural it hasn't happened, work on that visualization of your future self till it feels real, till it feels good, till it feels pleasurable for you. You can grasp it, you can hold it. It is you. It is you, truly. That is how you feel good about your future. Bless.